This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. If you saw WGIL's Facebook page earlier today, we shared a post that the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec Department made about some changes that will be coming to the parks next week. Now that the governor says, for the most part, most of Illinois can move into Phase 3 of the Restore Illinois plan to reopen. While that's still being debated, I guess any good positive changes to use of the park system is a good thing. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that tonight with Tony Eligny-Estill, the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. Tony, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Will.
I know we talked to you a couple of weeks ago on the morning show, and you were just kind of, I guess, playing a waiting game to see how things would pan out. And I guess while you're not able to completely open the parks yet, if I've got the understanding right, every little bit helps here at this point.
Definitely. And as the governor relaxes the restrictions, we are preparing to meet that with opening as much as we can and offering whatever programs we can.
And does that include, I guess, for lack of a better term, being ready to go pretty much a week from today, right?
Yep. We're just making sure that all our safety precautions and equipment are in place. We do plan on opening on May 29th, the first day that we can, for everything that we're able to, assuming that we have all the equipment. And part of that example is at Lakeside Recreation Facility. We plan on opening that May 29th for administrative purposes so
Great.
People can register for things. But we are ordering the sneeze guards or kind of face shield thing. And so, when that actually gets installed, hopefully before May 29th, we'll be good to go. But if it takes a few extra days, we'll probably wait until we have all those safety precautions in place before we will officially open.
Sure. Let's kind of talk a little bit more about that. In addition to having to purchase the shields or the face guards or things like that, what sort of things are you having to think about system-wide, I guess, and have you been thinking about the last couple of months as you get ready to reopen?
Sure. So for any of our indoor facilities, we're trying to figure out kind of traffic patterns and flow, making sure that people stay physically distant, right, the 6 feet apart, and so we're buying those little floor mats, those kind of things, but also trying to decide what patterns of traffic so people don't run into each other, and those kind of things for our indoor facilities that we can open. Outdoor-wise, we're trying to figure out how we can make sure that we clean and sanitize, you know, all the major touch points on a regular basis, and those kind of things. And, you know, what outdoor facilities can we open while making sure, to the best of our abilities, people are meeting the no gatherings of 10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to factor all of that in before we open anything up to the public.
I imagine that's probably a difficult thing to figure out, and I'm thinking of one item and one item alone, and that's picnic tables, for instance. That's
mm-hmm.
You've got I would imagine you probably have 14 million of those across your parks.
Yeah, and so like the picnic tables and shelters, under normal circumstances, our shelters are designed where anybody can use those free of charge. But
mm-hmm.
if you want to reserve it and pay a little bit of money to guarantee your time there, then you can do that. The way we're going to deal with that moving forward for the time being, though, is that we are not taking any reservations prior to what could potentially be Phase 4, which is June 26th. But all the shelters are available on a first-come basis, but people need to understand that they take that risk, and, you know, if they want to bring, sanitary wipes and those kind of things to spray things down before they sit down, that's great. And if they don't, it's really up to them. But we're not going to monitor that at this point. But when we feel like we can safely take reservations, then we will also make sure that we are cleaning and sanitizing as well.
So it's more of less, for lack of a better term, enter at your own risk.
That is correct.
In terms of playgrounds and playground equipment, that's been one of the things that I think maybe some people have tried to use, perhaps, even though that's been closed off to the public. How do you handle that in all this?
So we still have our signage up, and we are following all the guidance by the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health. And even in Phase 3, playgrounds are still closed, and primarily for two reasons. One is the cleaning aspect. With so many playgrounds, there's no way that we could clean and sanitize them regularly enough. But also, it's about the gatherings, right? Well, if you or I took our families out there, that would probably be fine. The problem is, like, each individual family isn't going to take turns and clean in between use. And even if kids, which it would be hard to tell kids to stay 6 feet apart from everybody else that's there, even if they followed that, the first kid up the stairs to the slide, the next kid 6 feet after is still touching all the same points. And to try to figure out how to make sure we have all that clean is, it's virtually impossible right now. So, and that is my guess why CDC and IDPH have deemed that not open or not able to open yet during phase three.
Is that, was that something that's phase four or five? Well, it would have to be phase four or five. Is that, would that be coming down the road?
Possibly. This is one of those things that I'm not going to make a move on it until I get the guidance.
I gotcha.
From those bodies. And once they put that out, I'm happy to figure out how to make that happen.
But let's then talk about what else will be opening come May 29th. The dog park, you have basketball courts, tennis courts, the park restrooms, and the campground. Is that right?
Correct. And then also our boat rentals at Lake Story. And that actually should be, the only hesitation on that is waiting for the state licenses for the boats. So as soon as we get those in, the boat rentals will be open as well.
So probably not next Friday, but some soon after that?
Yeah, we've been waiting on the stickers. We were hoping they would be here this week so we could have them for this Memorial Day weekend, but that did not happen. So we're hoping that they show up sometime next week.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the camp, Allison Campground. And I'm only curious because I saw a story on the news the other night where obviously there are campgrounds in Iowa that are open and campgrounds at some areas in Illinois. They're just kind of, you know, wringing their hands, just, you know, have everything to go when they can open. What's sort of the guidance in that regard?
So, funny you asked that. So,
I'm going to regret this question, aren't I?
Well, I'm going to have this kind of, my answer for this is probably like the answer for half the questions you have.
Okay.
The governor said that campgrounds can open in phase three, which would be May 29th, and that IDPH will be putting out guidance. The guidance just isn't available yet.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. So as soon as the guidance is available, we will follow that guidance and open up as much as we can.
Have you had a lot of inquiries from people wanting to camp and things like that?
We have. You know, most people understand across the country that campgrounds for a lot of places have been closed. So our normal rush hasn't happened, but people are starting to get antsy. And now that the governor has expressed that campgrounds will be able to be open in phase three, now we're starting to get a flood of questions. When can I reserve? When are you going to open? And unfortunately, my answer to all of them is as soon, as close to May 29th as possible, once we get the guidance so we know what we're supposed to be able to do.
Okay. I would imagine, and maybe this is just my perception, that campgrounds, questions about campgrounds may be a close number two to questions about whether or not you can golf, and if so, how, right?
Yeah. Well, now more guidance came out on golf that's going to change things, and oddly, some of it was said in the governor's address, and some of it is guidance from IDPH that we're waiting on.
So, okay. At this point, for Bunker Links, what has been happening there? You've basically been allowing some limited golfing and no use of golf carts and things like that, right?
Correct. So currently, it is at most twosomes every 15 minutes, and carts are not allowed unless you have a reason to need a cart. We cannot ask you any medical-related questions, so all we can say is carts are not allowed unless you tell us that you need one, and if you tell us you need one, you can use a cart.
Okay.
On May 29th, we'll be able to do foursomes, and carts will be in use by anybody at that point, but it'll still be single-rider golf carts, except for people living in the same household, and they can ride in a cart together.
Okay. What other things are you looking at this point, Tony? What other facilities will be open or available pending Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines being issued?
Sure. Well, at the start of Phase 3, the only their facility is possibly lakeside for indoor tennis. We don't do a lot of indoor tennis because it's hot and we have no air conditioning, but we do have some people rent it out. So once the guidance comes out on that, we'll know what to do there. As you're aware, City Hall opens on June 1st. From a facility standpoint, that's probably it, although we are taking we are doing rentals at the pavilion for groups of, I guess it would be 9 or less, because I have one staffer that counts towards a 10 number. And then we are working on our nature camps. Those will actually be going starting, I think, June 10th is when camp starts. So we'll be taking registration here very soon. We're also doing our second Saturday programs. We did the last couple virtually, along with our Little Sprouts program. We did that virtually as well.
Great.
Although I think that's going to be in person for the next session. So those are some of the things that we're working on. Also looking at restarting our tennis programs. And then really just, and probably the big one is with all the youth team sports. I do have a call or communication out to the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities to see what they consider groups to be. Because as we're all aware, gatherings are 10 or less under phase 3, but what is a gathering? And, you know, so I'm trying to figure that out to see if we can get teams to be able to at least practice on our fields.
Well, good luck with all that. when we shared the social media post about what would be happening come May 29th, we did get a question in from someone asking about lifeguard testing. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, so I actually talked with my recreation supervisor this morning, actually, about this. Because we are governed by the Red Cross, Red Cross has its own series of guidance, and their guidance under the current restrictions that we have in the state of Illinois does not allow us to do any lifeguard training. So we're not at this time able to do any lifeguard classes until the restrictions loosen up even more than they are now.
All right, very good. I imagine, Tony, that that while you don't run a park system, I think, for it to be a moneymaker, what kind of a financial hit, do you know, has the park district kind of taken because of COVID-19?
Yeah, this is kind of a tough one to answer because many of the programs and facilities in Parks and Recreation is subsidized. We are losing revenue by not having our programs and our facilities open. On the other hand, most of our programs and facilities would be using tax dollars to offset the losses on a normal day. So we're not. Yeah, it's really hard to answer that question.
too
much trouble here, right?
I get that. I think you answered it adequately at this point. So I would imagine, just to kind of sum up before I run out of time, Tony, that I imagine you must be pretty relieved that at least, assuming there isn't a huge spike in COVID-19 cases in the area between now and next Friday, that you've got to be pretty relieved that you're able to bring some semblance of normal back to the community. I know I've been out walking a couple of times at Lake Story, and I know it's still that, and especially the area around the lake still gets a lot of use. So I imagine you'll be a bit relieved here.
Oh, definitely. And you know, we all understand how important recreation is, and I think it's even even more noticeable now that everybody's had to stay at home for the last 2 months. People want to get out, people want to do things. And so I'm really excited that we're able to provide at least some opportunities moving forward, and hopefully even more as the summer progresses.
And folks should check social media and the city's website as things get opened back up for more details, correct?
Right. So we have a Facebook site. I believe it's Galesburg Recreation, and then also the city website as well.
All right. Very good. Tony Eligny-Estill, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. Thanks so much again for your time, and thanks for all the work you've done trying to figure this out for the community. I imagine it's been probably probably not why you got into parks and recreation, but I'm glad you're able to help the community in this regard.
Well, we're all in this together, so, yep.
There you go. Tony, thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Will.
And as details about Parks and Rec come out on social media, we'll share that as well and on the air here on WGIL as we are able to. Stay tuned. We'll come back with business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.